This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We talk a lot about different jobs on this show and what a worker's day-to-day looks like. But maybe what we don't talk about enough is mental health and what people in high-stress positions might be going through. For example, social workers. So today, we bring you the latest installment of our series, My Economy, from Baltimore.
My name is Jasmine. Jasmine Bolden. I go by Kimmy, though. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. And I am a macro social worker. So a macro social worker is someone who works on a community and national level. So this is where policies are implemented. Social workers can work in that background to help, you know, with things like grants and stimulus payments for lower income families. When I worked on a micro level, and that's just direct care, I was overwhelmed a lot. I think when you're helping people, sometimes we forget that we have our own issues to go through. You know, our mental health is important as well. So I felt myself having a lot of burnout and being stressed. But now that I've switched to a macro level, the work-life balance is a lot better. I did just start, so I'm not completely, you know, in the field yet, but I have a lot more flexibility. You know, we get our license and then we get into the field and jobs only want to pay $45,000 a year, which we know that $45,000 a year is not enough to get you through life. One way I would say that social workers are overworked is the amount of clients. Sometimes you can get 45 clients, and 45 clients and getting paid $100 a session, it doesn't equate to the amount of time that you're putting in. With clients, you are dealing with 45 different personality, and 45 is just the general number. Depending on where you work, it could be 50, it could be 70. Each client is different. Each client has a different mental health issue, and you have to plan accordingly. And it takes a lot of your time. It takes away from the time that you can spend with your family, your personal self-care. And I just feel like as social workers, because we deal with, you know, this high demand of people with mental health, that we should be paid more for it. I like helping people, but I also feel like with helping people, there are different platforms that you can do that on. So I don't think I want to be a social worker for my entire life. I definitely want to be a content creator on my own business, mainly because I want to have something to leave behind for my children.
That was Jasmine Bolden in Baltimore, Maryland. The series only works with your help, so tell us how your economy is doing at marketplace.org/myeconomy.